You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the IPSA World Blind Games 2023, and we've just had the England-Australia cricket match, victory for England, but I've got one of the Australian team here. I've got Sean Fitzpatrick. It was a pretty tight game because England were having quite a hard run rate towards the end, but how was the game for you as Australia? Because you were batting first.
Yeah, we knew both teams wanted to go in and probably field first to try and get a total on the board for the other team, so you know what you want to chase. But we went out there, we tried. The field wasn't the smoothest for us, probably up to England as well. They fielded and bowled fantastically and really put the pressure on us. Got a couple wickets, but 150 on the board, we had to really try hard there to keep the score close.
And I suppose it's in some ways batting first might give you a bit of an advantage because the other team have got to sort of get your actual score, haven't they? So they've got in some cases a mountain to climb.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to start well, put the pressure on the bowling team and just keep making it harder and harder. You want to get that run rate to about 10, 11, 12 and over, then you're really putting the pressure on. Unfortunately, England were just a bit too tight in the field for us. We couldn't get up to there.
But there was some good fielding by Australia, and you know, because there's some good throwing back in, and you did get a couple of wickets as well. So there was some good fielding.
Absolutely. We have a lot of guys in the team now. We're kind of creating a part of a new generation where we're a very good fielding team, and we want to keep getting better at that, especially catches. You don't see too many of those in blind cricket, so we want to kind of set a standard for fielding teams here at the IPSA Games.
And for you, somebody I think who's been playing blind cricket for about 8 years, it's good to see new people come into the team, and also this is a great opportunity to promote blind cricket.
Absolutely. Myself, I'm only 26, so I've been in the team a fair bit, been to a couple countries. It's really good to go up to the younger kids and kind of be a role model for them and say, no matter what your disability is, you can still travel the world, you can represent your country, you can still be as amazing as the role models on TV.
And first sort of England match today, but obviously other matches coming up over the next few days. How do you think you might be doing, or how do you think Australia might be doing over the next few days?
Well, we definitely have to stay positive. We got a couple mountains to climb. We got India and Pakistan coming up. They're obviously very, very good teams. We just got to kind of stay close, play our game, hopefully cop a couple wickets, keep it close, maybe a cheeky win. And then Bangladesh at the end, which is where we really like our chances. And just as long as we stay together as a team, stay strong, I think we'll be all right.
And do you think there might be a chance of an England-Australia final?
Oh, I'd absolutely hope so. That'd be lovely. Of course, in the Matildas versus England game a couple of days ago, England got the better. And unfortunately, they got the better of us here today. But we want redemption. We're definitely coming back, England.
Well, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.